Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Remix Movement Podcast. My name is Stephanie and this is episode 232. Guys, let me start off by saying I did go on a unwanted or unforeseen sabbatical. So I want to thank everybody that reached out to me and was checking up on me and was like, hey, it's been a while. I haven't heard a Remix Movement Podcast. What's going on? Is everything okay? I want to say thank you. Sometimes there are things that we don't see are going to happen. And because of a few situations and circumstances, I haven't been able to do a podcast episode. I haven't been able to go into the podcast studio and record an episode. And I'm doing good. As you can tell, I am still a little bit sick. I've been just struggling with some allergies. It's just popping up out of nowhere. But I'm hoping that I can get through this episode because I want to continue to get back on track. I want to continue to talk to our listeners and to continue in this ministry that God has given me. And I want to get back on track, and I am excited to be back on the platform. It's so funny because if you read the title of this episode, you wouldn't think that this is something that I would talk about on the Remix Movement Podcast. But we've talked about a few things that people don't like to talk about in the church, or Christians don't like to really talk about. You know, we talked about dating and sex and marriage and tattoos and piercings and, you know, just things that are not commonly spoken about. And I want to shed some light on this because I do feel like this is something that we need to talk more about. Okay. I feel like we need to talk more about what is going on and what is happening. And here's what is going on, okay? And I said 232. I'm sorry. It's 230. I'm so sorry. I'm coming back and it's all weird. I have everything all messed up. But today is Thursday, December 15th. And I found out yesterday, and the majority of people in the United States found out yesterday, that we lost a really great artist, a really great person, and just somebody who has influenced us on television, in music, and in dance and artistry. We lost Stephen Twitch Boss. Stephen Twitch Boss. Basically, everybody knows him as Twitch. He started out, at least for me, I started seeing him on the dance show, So You Think You Can Dance. And I believe he didn't win, but he did get runners up. And he built a career where he shared joy through dancing, through breakdancing, through regular dancing, through just dances that they were complex, they were fun, they had meaning. And then along the way, he met another artist by the name of Allison Holker. And she's a great dancer as well. And he's been judges on Dancing with the Stars. And he's been in some Disney movies. He's also hosted, I believe it's called Magical Weddings, Disney Magical Weddings. And he's been a really big influence, you know. And most of the time, I think of him as co-hosting or DJing Ellen DeGeneres. He was doing that, I think if I'm not wrong, he started 2015 or 2014, and then the show ended in 2021, 2022. But he's known for that artistry. He's known for his talent of dancing and the smiles he makes and the love that he shows. And he shows a lot of joy and happiness. And he, for some reason, was struggling with something. And it was confirmed by his wife yesterday that he passed away at the age of 40. And TMZ is like a celebrity news channel. They basically reported that it was due to a self-inflicted gunshot wound. So he committed suicide. It is real. It is something that happens. And it is a tragedy. It is a tragedy because to know that people who are thinking that they're not enough, that they can't handle things, that they're in depression and anxiety, and they have families, they have loved ones, And for some reason, they get to that point where they struggle with so much pain that they feel the only way to get rid of that pain is by getting rid of them of their lives, of deleting themselves, of, you know, just choosing to leave this earth, to do something about leaving this earth. And it is a really, really sad situation. It impacts me because it's not the first time this year that I've heard or seen or read an article about somebody taking their life. I believe it was around Thanksgiving that we found out that the actor of the original Green Power Ranger decided to commit suicide as well. And, you know, he was young too. I believe he was in his like late 40s. Lewis loves him, you know, after that. Like, Lewis and I were, you know, we love the 90s. I was born in the 90s and we watched, you know, Power Rangers. So he had an impact on many people's lives. And it's really hard to see that because I can also name a few other people, right? I can name Robin Williams, who's the actor. I can name Whitney Houston, who's a great singer. All these people that they are in so much pain. I don't know what that pain is. I don't know why that pain is there. The people around them don't know about that pain. We're not aware of that pain. And they left behind family members, children, spouses, and just people that loved them. So it is something that I want to go ahead and talk about today in this episode because I don't want us to sugarcoat it. I don't want the church to think that it's okay not to talk about this. We are human beings. We go through pain. We go through suffering. We go through trials. But if you know that somebody is struggling, if you know that somebody's having a hard time understanding their feelings, talking about certain situations, as believers, I believe it's our responsibility to give them the word of God, to pray for them, to help them. If we don't have the words to help them, if we don't have what they need, the best thing we can do is pray for them and then suggest that they seek help through a psychologist, through a therapist, through somebody in the church. I mean, we cannot just ignore the fact that this is happening. And I feel like more and more people are getting younger and younger that are battling with anxiety and depression. They are battling with feeling loneliness. They are battling with challenges of life. And we need to stay strong in our faith and we need to pray for those people. And if we are people that are struggling, if this is something that maybe we are having thoughts of insecurity, we are having thoughts of pain, then we need to reach out. We can't just stay in a box. And it is a difficult situation because I was talking to this about, you know, just pain, right? How do you express your pain to somebody who may not understand that pain? How do I as a person, as just a regular person, express to another human being the type of pain that I'm going through? How are they going to relate to it if they're not going through it, right? And God understands our pain. God understands what true pain is. He went through physical pain when he died on the cross. Jesus went through pain when he was being betrayed. He went through pain when he lost his best friend, Lazarus. He went through pain. So it's challenging for us as humans to understand other people's pain, but God knows everything. And the only person who's going to be able to really save a person is God. Suicide can be canceled and not exist if more people knew who God was. So we as believers have to take this. And first, we have to acknowledge that this is something that's taking place now. Second, we have to be sympathetic and empathetic with the family members that are going through this. I mean, I do not have words for what Allison Holker is going through with her kids. Her youngest kid is 3. Her oldest kid is like 15 or 16 years old. She hasn't posted anything as of today or made any other type of remarks besides what happened. And she might need counseling. She might need therapy. And it's a terrible, terrible situation. But we as believers, we also need to be mindful that we need to do a better job of letting the world know about who God is. I mean, even during the holiday season, right? Like, during the holiday season, suicide rates are much higher. And we're gathered around with family members and friends that maybe we haven't seen or spoken to in a really long time. But just because you see their face doesn't mean you understand what they've been going through the rest of the year that you haven't seen them. And I was reading, or I was watching a video that Kirk Franklin did, and he basically said something that was so profound that I shared it on my Instagram platform. He said, we need to be the ones that get on other people's nerves in a good way. Because during the holiday season, when people that are struggling with suicidal thoughts are really in the deep of their thoughts and considering to take their lives, we need to be the ones to call them, to text them, to invite them to our house, just to ask them, hey, what are you thinking? How are you feeling? What's going on? How's the work? How's the wife? What's going on with your children? Is there any way I can help you? Do you need a friend to go to this particular event? We need to be on their nerves. We need to constantly make them aware that God loves them and that we love them enough to want to be a part of their life constantly. This is where friendships are able to last longer, because if you love a person, if you love a brother or sister in Christ, if you are aware of who they are, if you want to have a long distance, long lasting relationship with these people that you say you love, then you want to make sure you're in their business. You want to make sure that if they need somebody to hold their hand, they just have to go to their phone and give you a call and you'll sit there. It doesn't matter what day, it doesn't matter what time, it doesn't matter what situation, that you are willing to let them know that they matter and that they are important and that God has a purpose for them. So we as believers, as Christians, we need to do a better job of paying attention to the people that we say we love and we care about. We need to let them know that God is here, that we are not perfect. We are all dealing with different things, but God loves them and so do we, all right? So I want to read this passage on prayer, the power of prayer. I heard it on my Audible today, and I was thinking, just, you know, still thinking about this massive loss of Twitch and the responses that a lot of the celebrities and friends that he had have to say. I read some really funky comments about how people were blaming him, how he could be selfish for making this decision and leaving his wife and kids, how, you know, he didn't know what was going on, how he didn't probably go to therapy. And those comments to me are so ignorant because, again, you don't know what pain he was going through. I'm not saying that his pain was so bad that this had to happen. I'm saying, for you to be aware of what he was going through in that moment, you needed to have a conversation with him. You needed to get to know who he was. And if he chose not to open that door, then that's on him. But we as believers, we need to be able to open those doors. We can't just be like, well, I don't want to be in their business. I don't want them to be frustrated. We can't be shy about what God has called us. There are people in our lives that God has purposely placed in our lives so that we could be the ones to help them, to walk them, to guide them, and to lead them to who Jesus Christ is. We need to continue to pray for these people. So I'm going to read James chapter 5, starting in verse 13. And this is, again, this is on the power of prayer. It says, are any of you suffering hardship? You should pray. Let's just stop. I just want to stop right there. If any of you listening to the sound of my voice on this podcast is suffering any type of hardship, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, you should pray. And when I say you should pray, I'm not saying ask prayer for others from others. I'm saying you should pray. Exactly what the Bible says. Don't wait for other people. Just start the conversation with God. God, I'm struggling. I need help. God, I need you right now in this moment. God, I'm struggling with this. Please help me. Let that be your prayer. All right, let's continue. Are any of you happy? You should sing. Are any of you sick? That's me right now. You should call for the elders of the church to come and pray over you, anointing you with oil in the name of the Lord. Now, are you sick? This is funny because I'm sick, and it says that you should call the elders and the pastors, right? Elders could be pastors, could be teachers, but they could also be people that are more mature than you in the faith. So, like, if I tell my mom and dad, I believe they are a lot more mature in the faith. They have a little bit more experience than me. And I believe that they will be the ones to pray for me. And as they're praying, I can go to my kitchen, go get some oil, and let that oil be representative of the anointing of God. And I could put a little bit on wherever I'm feeling sick, or on my throat, or on my nose, or whatever. And I can have faith that in the name of Jesus, that God is going to heal me. That's how much of an impact prayer has, all right? Verse 15, such a prayer offered in faith will heal the sick, and the Lord will make you well, and if you have committed any sins, you will be forgiven. Such a prayer. All right, guys, so when you are praying, okay, when you are praying and you have faith in the Lord that it is going to take place, and you put your trust and your faith in God, that has the power to heal you. God has the power to heal you through your prayer, through your faith. All right? This is why it's so important when you're in a marriage or when you're in a relationship with someone, in a romantic relationship, that when you're sick, instead of you first thinking, I need to get a Benadryl, I need to get a Tylenol, you say, you know what? I need to pray. And I want my husband, wife, boyfriend, or girlfriend to pray for me. See, there's so much power in prayer. That when we do our Friday prayer waves and I tell you that God says when two or three are gathered together in my name, there he is. See, one person's prayer is effective. Two people's prayers are even better. And God's Holy Spirit and God's presence, God's anointing is in the midst of that prayer. So when you are struggling with any type of hardship, any type of pain, any type of sickness, okay, you have to be able to go to your husband or wife. You have to be able to go to your boyfriend or girlfriend and say, hey, can you pray for me? My head hurts. Can you pray for me? I'm congested. Can you pray for me? My nose is bothering me. Can you pray for me? I'm not feeling too good today. Let the prayer that they have and the anointing on your marriage and the anointing of God on your significant other, on your relationship, overthrow whatever sickness is in your body. Let the power of God be on both of your lives so that when you pray, God can go ahead and perform the miracle because both of you have decided to have faith for that prayer. Verse 16, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power and produces wonderful results. And then they give an example. This is amazing, okay? James gives this example in 17 and 18. He says, Elijah was a human, and as we are human, yet when he prayed earnestly that no rain would fall, none fell for 3.5 years. Then when he prayed again, the sky sent down rain, and the earth began to yield its crops. See, Elijah was just a regular man. He wasn't an angel. He wasn't a spirit. He was a prophet and he was anointed, but he was a regular man. He was a human man. And yet he was in the presence of God. He had faith that he can do it. He prayed that there would be no rain and no rain fell. And when he asked God to bring the rain back, the rain came back. So this is an example. Yes, we are human. We are human. We are in a body. We are on this earth for a set amount of time. Okay, but only God should be able to take your life away, not yourself. Only God can determine when your purpose has been fulfilled, not yourself. There's too many people that have been called for something and they think that they can retire when God hasn't called them to retire yet. There's too many people saying, well, I'm gonna hang up the gloves and I'm not gonna be in this career because you know what? It hasn't happened yet and it's not for me. But God is asking for your faith to still be there, to still trust him, and for you to continue to pray so that God can reveal himself so that you can know that this is where you're supposed to be. Only God can decide who is born and who is about to pass away. And it's a tragedy when someone is struggling so much that they take that power away from God. They take that decision away from him. They put it in their hands and they try to justify it because of the pain that they're going through. And it is a tragedy. It's a tragedy that wasn't meant to be. It's a tragedy that will live forever in the lives of the people left behind, in his wife and in his children, in the families that are being left behind, in the grandparents, in the aunts, in the uncles, including those people that were influenced by Twitch. I'm telling you, sometimes I think about it and I talk about it and I'm like, man, like, this was a talented man that from the outside, it didn't look like he was struggling. It didn't look like he was having problems. It didn't look like there was something going on. But he didn't feel comfortable enough to tell his wife that they had just recently celebrated 9 years together. It wasn't enough for him to be able to reveal the most vulnerable places of his life. And yet he took that moment and he decided to do away with his life. And I'm praying for his wife. I'm praying for his kids. And I'm praying for those people that they think that if he was able to do it, maybe he doesn't have pain anymore. And maybe I should do the same thing. And I cancel that spirit in the name of Jesus. And I cancel that thought. And I cancel that. And I'm here to tell you today, please mark your calendars that on Thursday, December 15th, Stephanie said on the Remix Movement podcast, you were made for a purpose. You have talents and abilities that only God gave you, and you are not allowed, and you should not choose to end your life before God has done it for you. There is a purpose for your life. There is a calling on your life, and God wants your dreams and your goals to be completed. He wants to use you for his honor and for his glory, and there are people that need you. So don't you dare think that you have pain that is not understandable by God, and that you have pain that he can't take away. God can take away our pain. God can take away the struggles. God can literally take it away at any moment. Know that we are praying for you, and know that you matter, and know that you are loved. So I hope that this is encouragement. I hope that this brings, again, this topic into reality. I hope we have sympathy and empathy. And I really, really, I hope and I pray that for next year and in these last couple of days of this year of the holidays, that the people of God will rise up and share more of Jesus Christ, so that people that are struggling with pain will go to Jesus and not go and turn to try to do away with their lives. That they would go to God, that they would go to people who are praying for them. All right. Thank you so much for tuning in. I will be back with you guys again tomorrow for episode 231. And we're doing a Friday prayer wave. So thank you so much and God bless. If you enjoyed listening to this podcast, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at The Remix Movement for more updates. Be sure to check out our videos on YouTube and subscribe. Feel free to send us a DM with your feedback, questions, and any topics that you would like to hear in any of our future episodes. Thank you, and God bless.